There we go. Okay, so this is a self-compassion exercise called the wise mind. Make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfortable spot for your head. And for the first few moments, just focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in nice and deep down to the lower ribs. And exhaling all the way out. In a comfortable, rhythmic way that feels good, feels relaxing, feels pleasing. Breathing and focusing all of your energy on your breath as you breathe in and out. And with every exhalation, just focus on releasing tension, releasing tightness, letting your whole body relax, your shoulders drop down, your jaw release, your tummy relax, your whole body just settle down more and more with every exhalation. Bringing your awareness into this moment using the focus of the breath. Leaving the past moment behind and the future moment alone. Using the breath to come into this moment. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Focusing on your breath while you also take note of the contact between your feet and the floor, the underside of your feet and the floor. Contact between your legs and the furniture, your arms, your hands in the furniture. Contact between your back and the chair, the back of your head and the furniture. Just noticing as much as you can about the points of contact between your body and the floor, your body and the furniture, while still paying attention to the breath, moving in slowly, deeply, in and out, all on its own. Taking a moment as I'm quiet to really ground into this moment, where you are, the breath that you're breathing, letting your mind come back to this moment. While you continue to make contact with your breath, with this moment, just going to explain the exercise a bit. This exercise on self-compassion, called the wise mind, is about learning how to override the initial urge of the part of us that we all have, that more immature, impulsive side of us that's usually the more reactive, younger side of ourselves. Overriding that, connecting with the wise mind so that we can show ourselves more kindness, more patience, more acceptance. Show ourselves more fluidity, more tolerance, so we can better embrace a growth perspective, letting go of the perfectionistic black and white thinking of needing to be the best now and forever, never making a mistake. So this self-compassion exercise, embracing the wise mind, recognizing the reactive mind that we all have, not ignoring either, but embracing both, an awareness, and making a decision as to what serves us best. The reactive part of ourselves is a typically familiar part. It's a part of us that has been with us since we were children. It's more impulsive. It's more reactive. It's more emotional. It's more intense in every way. And at times, it can serve us well. In other times, it can cause great havoc, can cause great self-loathing, anger, resentment directed towards ourselves or others. The wise, mature part of ourselves is a different part of ourselves, one that we can cultivate more over time by flexing that muscle. The wise, mature part of ourselves is a reasoned part of ourselves. It's a part of ourselves that can face disappointment, that can assert ourselves, that can accept ourselves, strengths and weaknesses, flaws, and wonderful qualities all as a package. The wise, mature part of ourselves can balance the equations and decide what serves us best, not just in the now, but for tomorrow and the day after. It enables us to be aware of the emotions, the urges, but to make a decision that it comes from a balanced place of emotional needs, values, and that reasoning mind all melded into one. So this wise part is one of many, many parts of yourself. We're all made up of many parts, including the parts of ourselves that can be at times emotionally fragile, that reactive part of ourselves. This is a part of ourselves we can't ignore nor deny, but it's a part of ourselves that needs to be managed. This emotional part, vulnerable, immature part, is a part that feels the hurt, the fear, the loneliness, the anger. But always remembering we have another side to ourselves. And one of these other sides is called the wise self. It's growing up, disciplined and self-aware. And whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with, be it overcoming an old urge or habit, dealing with self-criticism or condemnation, reactivity to others, whatever it is, our wise self is always there, and we can call on it. Our wise, kind, tolerant, patient self is knowledgeable, soft, calm. It's our relaxed inner voice. And at the heart of our wise self is our well-being. This is the primary, most important thing, is our well-being. Whenever, and they will come, uncomfortable feelings cause distress, a desire or a habit or a tendency to get triggered, activated, upset, overwhelmed, experiencing that freeze, flight, freeze response, whatever it might be, or that fight response. These are normal parts of reaction. Your wise self can recognize these emotions being there. They can look at it, observe it, understand it. And while they can recognize it there, observe it and study it, it knows in some deep and more meaningful way there really is no threat. There is really, truly no reason to fight, to blame, to freeze, to flee. There really, truly is no threat. The threat we perceive is in our mind. Whether that threat comes externally or internally, the threat is a product of our perception. And while you may feel the desire to flee, to fight, to freeze, there really is truly no threat, no danger. And when you activate the wise part of your mind, you can see these two worlds coexist. You can see the strong, mature, wise part of yourself that can recognize the strong emotions, the adrenaline, the anger, the desire to punch, the desire to run, the freezing, feeling overwhelmed, full of self-blame, blame or shame. When you notice these, you can notice you're being driven from feelings, a part of you tricking you into believing something that may not necessarily be as threatening as you perceive in that moment. And in the moment, you'll be able to quickly remember there's another part of you that you can access, that you can flex, your wise self. Trusting, knowing what you're feeling may not represent the whole picture. There may be other things that you're unable or incapable of seeing at that moment. Your wise self is always there. Even if you're temporarily overwhelmed, the wise self is always there. The wise self can help you conquer any anxious response, shaming response, anger response. Not that feelings are bad, but it's important to be able to sit with them, observe them, understand them, and decide what's in your best interest. The wise part of you knows you need not, nor can, control or change what other people think, what other people do, need, or feel. Instead, you can be with yourself and meet your needs, follow your values, beliefs, needs in a time that meets your needs, in a way that respects you. So take a moment to bring to mind this wise, mature part of yourself. Bring an image of this part of you to mind. It may be same age, it may be older, it may be same height, shorter or taller. It may not even be human. It may be same gender or different. If you met this wise, mature part of yourself on the street and sat down for tea or water, what would the conversation be like? Would you enjoy it? Would you stay longer than expected, or would you leave either quickly? Would you feel intimidated or inspired? Would you feel connected? What would this wise, mature part of you look like, talk like? What are the values and beliefs that this wise, mature part of you holds dear? than if this wise, mature part of you were to picture themselves in 5 years, what would be the qualities that it would embody their life? Now bring to mind, so just moving that wise, mature part of yourself off to the right-hand side or the dominant side, bring to mind the reactive part of yourself. This is a part of ourself that we all have. We all get triggered from time to time. Connect with that part of yourself that is more reactive, more emotional. Part of yourself that feels more quickly overwhelmed, more quickly frustrated, more quickly angry, more quickly paralyzed. That part of you that wants to run or avoid. That part of you that is quick to criticism and blame and shame. That part of you that is harsh, judgmental, unkind, where nothing is good enough, where mistakes aren't tolerated, where there's no room for growth, change, where experimenting is not allowed. Connect with that part of you that needs to be infallible. Get in touch with this part of you now. Observe this part of you. Is it same age, younger, older, human or animal, male, female, or other gender, older, younger, same age? Imagine what he, she, it looks like. How old does it feel? What does this part of you look like? Sound like? How does it move? If you met this part of you on the street, sat down for tea, coffee, a glass of water, what would the conversation be like? Would you enjoy it? Would you leave quickly or stay longer? Would you be enthralled, repulsed, inspired? What does this part of you long for the most? Perhaps there's a longing for emotional comfort, acceptance, respect, integrity. What does this part of you long for most? Does this part of you long for emotional validation, acceptance? This part of you has been with you for a while. We have, all of us, part of ourselves, similar. Originally, when we have this part of ourselves, it served a purpose. When you think back, long time ago or more recently, what purpose did it most serve? How did it assist you? And it did in some way. Either as a young child, an adolescent, a young adult, it served you in some meaningful way. Sometimes it enables a person to validate their own feelings when they have a habit of being dismissed or minimized by others. It enabled a person to advocate for their own needs when their needs didn't seem or appear as important. It enabled a person to defend themselves, assert themselves. There's many possible ways it served you, but there's always some function. Try as best you can to identify what need it served. And do you still need it today? Or are there different ways you can meet that need? Not dismissing, eradicating, or eliminating this part of you from your life. Because it's an important part of you, albeit it may be a time and a place where it can take up less room, less preeminence. Perhaps it's time it can drift a little bit farther into the background. Moving that part of yourself off to the left-hand side or less dominant side. Bring to mind this wise, mature part of yourself. It's not dismissive or condemning of the reactive part of yourself. Instead, it knows you don't need to hide from feelings or their feelings or that feelings are neither immediately valid or invalid. Thoughts and feelings, urges, can be evaluated, examined, assessed, and feelings will pass. What bothered you intensely a month ago is less bothersome. The thoughts and feelings, urges that filled your mind a month ago or two are less consuming. And that's the nature of feelings. They come and they pass us by. It's not that we learn to immediately dismiss or ignore feelings, as that's neither healthy. But we learn to step back from them, evaluate them, observe them. The mature part of yourself knows. In some way, as you grow stronger and managing it each and every day, you can handle whatever comes your way. Sometimes more proficiently than others, but that's making space for growth and change, accepting that lifelong learning. Your wise self can handle whatever comes your way. Sometimes better than others, sometimes expertly, always different. As long as your wise self can make room for the reactive part of ourself that's just as much a part of you, albeit can take more of a back seat, there's room for growth, acceptance. There'll be a greater openness to change and challenge, a greater openness to making mistakes and learning. There'll be a greater tolerance each and every day. Whatever the urge may be, whether it's an old habit, eating behaviors, whatever it may be, you'll have good days. You'll have other days where you succumb to old habits. But the wise, mature part of yourself will make space for you to evaluate how a situation arose, what triggered you, what you could do different, and there'll be an acceptance. But as long as you keep moving forward, eventually, you'll get to a place where there's greater and greater peace and calm, where more days than not, you achieve your goals. But always understanding and accepting, there'll be days where perhaps the reactive part of yourself has taken front stage. But you can always evaluate, assess, understand with acceptance, tolerance, and love. How and what to do differently. Never trying to eradicate, ignore a very important part of yourself. So as you practice this exercise, each and every day you do it, reflect upon how it was helpful and in what way it was different from the last practice. And reflect upon each and every day how you can show yourself a little more self-compassion, kindness, tolerance, acceptance, willingness to learn, grow, and make mistakes. Not needing everything to be just so. So when you're ready, you can return to the room around you. A little more peace, a little more relaxed, a little more accepting.